Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. We told you we'd be right back.
This episode never ends.
I'm Maddie, and I'm here with
Sam.
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 It's the all Sam. Oh, this is gonna be a good episode.
Sam, not squared.
Cubed.
Kind of squared.
Sam.
Well, that's not, actually, that's not even cubed. It's not cubed.
Sam in the mirror.
I'm looking at the Sam in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways.
I'll never change.
I'm cold-blooded, so I'm used to it.
You're in the stop lying.
No, I'm built like that.
No.
I'm not freezing or nothing.
No.
He's literally the coldest one.
Literally.
Like, freezing.
Yeah.
How do you live down here?
Well, the good thing is, I go to sleep. Okay, so my sleeping pattern is really weird. I'm like, I'll curl up, and then I just don't move. So it's like, I'm in this...
Can confirm.
Cotton blanket, just like...
Wait.
What the...
How can you confirm that?
Seen him curl up.
You watch him sleep?
Interesting.
No.
That's why curls. I've never seen him sleep.
That's my boyfriend.
She didn't say she hasn't seen him sleep. She definitely stopped at that point.
Because I didn't hear what you said at the end, but also...
I was like, I haven't seen him sleep.
I've never watched him sleep either.
I've never watched her
face
him sleep.
So Maddie's lying. Look at her lying face.
I've never watched him sleep that I remember. Okay. I've seen him sleep. I don't think I've watched him sleep. Difference.
What's the difference? Tell us the difference.
Right now I'm watching you.
That's watching? I don't ever want you to watch. they're both bad.
That's seeing. No, that's still watching.
That's still watching.
What's seeing?
Seeing.
What's seeing?
I said.
I've never got to do that motion every time just to see something.
Yeah, like,
no. I just saw the camera, so we good.
Honestly, if I saw something like that, I would leave. In the middle of, like, if it was a date, I would leave in the middle of the date.
Wait, that was wrong?
I wanted to
say something else. Hey, you bamboozled Sam!
I wanted to...
Wait, that was... Well, because I was getting confused with all the stupid joke we were doing after everyone, so I wasn't remembering any of it. That's fundraiser.
You didn't see the list.
You gotta see it. No, when she was reading, I'm like, oh, that's fundraiser. Oh, that's not having money. I was remembering not remembering what she was actually saying.
The last list.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I think they did that on purpose so you wouldn't remember so
it
you
works.
Couldn't transition.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good All job. Right.
Yeah.
You just get salty.
Good job. You know it's the Sam episode, right?
You're looking at all mirrors.
Whoa. You can usually tell when it's the second recording because we get crazy. Or we get
but
really quiet.
Yeah,
we're like,
this is the after dark recording.
Jamba juice. Jamba juice.
Like I can do that.
Am I the asshole for leaving in the middle of a date?
If you told them.
No, I can do that.
No. Probably not if you told them. But if you didn't tell them, then probably.
If they're trying to split the bill.
Dang. Actually, in that case, maybe you are. If you told them and you still didn't even pay the bill. Like, like the bill didn't even come to the table. You just left.
Well, I went on a date where it was so bad, like we had no chemistry, and it was just like quiet for most of it. We were just like eating in silence. I'm like, I kind of wish I left in the middle of that day. It was so bad.
Am I the asshole for leaving in the middle of a date? I, 33 male, went on a date last night with a gal I had previously. I had briefly been talking to. She was late for the date, which is fine. Shit happens.
No, it's not.
I asked her if everything was okay, and she replied that she just finished up filming, and that's why she was late. I asked her what sort of filming she does because I love films.
I bet you like this film.
Have you
too.
Seen Harry Potter? Oh, I love it.
Harry Potter, the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Ravenclaw.
she gave
That's
me
what
this.
You tell her. You're like, Ravenclaw. She's like, what? Ravenclaw.
Homies
like,
fly upside down.
Homies fly upside
from a
down.
Movie, you just say, like, I just said I was filming. You're like, Ravenclaw.
Are you repping Harry Potter?
Yeah, what is
That's a
She gave me this obnoxious giggle and told me to subscribe to her OnlyFans.
Yes!
I was a bit appalled. She went on to tell me how it was a MMF video, male, male, female, and then proceeded to start asking my monthly income. I excused myself to the bathroom, paid the tab for what was ordered, and told them everything else she ordered is on her dime. Then I left. She messaged me later freaking out about leaving and how she really likes me. I just blocked her number. I don't feel like I need to explain myself. It was a first date. I'm not into that. And she can obviously get someone else. Am I the asshole?
Yes. 1,000% yes. You can come back and say, hey, that's not my thing. I'm not into it. And then leave like a human being and treat her like a human being and dip out there. Leaving under the cover of darkness because you just couldn't. No, you're the asshole. 100%.
I'm going to stop speaking before these stories because this is literally what I said. I was like, if you told them in person, you know, that's probably not. But if you just left and didn't say nothing, you probably are.
First dates are the worst thing ever. And you're just going to make it even worse.
Literally.
Like, I really like what you said, though. Treating them like a human being.
Yes.
Like, and okay, so it doesn't work out as a date. That doesn't mean you can't just chill. Like,
right,
you could
exactly.
just be cool and be like,
just
oh,
be a person.
Okay. Or, like,
I'm never going to see you again, so we can just literally have a conversation.
Just vibe. Just literally vibe. Yeah. That's all you have to do. And make sure she don't spend too much. You know?
You're like,
but also, tell me more about this OnlyFans. I might not date
How much
you,
is
but
it?
I might invest. I could invest. You don't know.
So are you looking for somebody else to
or
be
maybe
on
you
the
could
next,
pay for the video, or... yeah. Maybe you could pay
I'm
for this
on
dinner.
I'm free on Thursday.
You can pay for this dinner. I know you can.
Because that is a strong thing to say, though. Because I could say, like, oh, yeah, I have an OnlyFans. I'm not telling you the content. And I'm definitely not saying I had a threesome right before I came to this. That's a bold choice by her to lead with that information. She could have been very vague about that.
But, I mean, honestly, if you held something like that back and then they found out later.
Okay.
That's not a first date thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like a third date thing.
Right.
Like, okay, and yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Just
I'm not
you
saying
know.
You got to lie, but I'm like, you don't lead off with I had a threesome. And I was late because of that threesome to our
right.
date. You don't say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially that's how you introduced. I have an OnlyFans. Like, that's.
Yeah.
You have one?
Steph's coming out right now. This is his way to tell us he has OnlyFans. Hey, we're going to drop it in the link to the description below. Subscribe to Steph and his OnlyFans.
Feet pics.
You can find
Steph
me
has an OnlyFans. We're dropping the link.
You can find me on OnlyFans.com/comfortlevelpodcast. You can't find me there. And you probably can't find any of us there. I wouldn't know. I haven't checked. But
and if there is one, that's not us.
It's not us.
Right, okay. Sam?
Right, it's not us. I'm using like screen stills of our podcast.
AI, I'm like, yeah. Sam!
But you know where you can
you.
Support me? Patreon.com/comfortlevelpodcast.
Yes!
Probably. You can find us on there.
You usually get early access to videos, and sometimes you get like 2-day access to the extra videos that we post throughout the week.
Yes.
And a couple feet pics for the girlies out there.
Strictly from Sam.
From Sam.
Strictly from Sam.
I wouldn't do that to you.
I'm saying, if you start saying that, you're going to have to back it up.
Yeah.
I'm never doing
Look at Markiplier.
that tasteful. They were tasteful. Apparently, I didn't see them. So,
wait, can I? I'm gonna call it out before Steph does. I got jump scared just like while Sam was talking. That was the scariest thing in my life. His back fell, and I was like, out of the corner of my eye, I just see something like I thought it was moving towards me. I was like, what the?
Oh, really? And I didn't realize either.
We were the. Yeah. I thought they would just kind of carry on the conversation.
I didn't even realize anything. No, because I can't see. So bad. I can't see anything.
No,
I saw you react, but I did not know what you were reacting to.
Yeah, he like jumped, and I just started laughing.
I jumped so bad. I said,
"Oh my god."
Can we get a replay?
And we're replaying it right now.
That was so funny, guys.
So what about the other comment too, where she was like, "So how much money do you make? Do you think that's weird?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people in the comments were like, that's weird that she would say that.
I think it's a lie, actually.
Really?
I think she didn't say that.
Oh.
I think he's embellishing to the story. That seems so out of left field, it doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
If she did say that, that's wild, but I don't think she said that.
The only reason I could see her doing that is if she was one of those girls who go on the Red Pill podcasts and wants to, like, what is it, the high level man, is that what they say?
High value,
high value,
big level,
high
guy.
Value. So, unless she was one of those girls, I'm like, there would be no reason for her to ask.
Level 99, yeah. Dude.
Level 99, levels over 9,000.
Then she's talking.
The top comment was basically just saying that he's not the let me go to my freaking trash.
Yeah, bring
now.
That trash, yeah. Back, girl.
Air out the dirty laundry, am I right?
I met this gal and I went on a date with her, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, you went to what?
I met a gal and I took her on a date. And she was an OnlyFans gal.
And okay. Then she asked me how much I made and I was like, you know what, maybe I just ditch her.
Yeah. Top comment. I'm so sorry this happened to you, but my God, this is hilarious.
I'm so it sorry?
And then in quotes, sorry I was late, I was getting pounded on camera. How much do you make, by the way?
Okay, there's sarcasm.
Okay.
There's a bunch of sarcasm.
But that doesn't mean that's how she asked it.
Next comment. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like,
yeah.
These people have completely different opinions than us, the people that are commenting. Next one is, sorry I was late. I was getting pounded on camera. You can watch that if you pay for my OnlyFans. Oh, and completely unrelated. How much do you make, by the way?
Also, they're on his side.
They're all on his side. But I think it's interesting what you say, that you think that it was made up to make it look better. Like,
or it wasn't in that context. Like, it was... It just doesn't make sense
to me. What if this was a conversation they had?
Oh, no.
Because if... I was going to say, what if this is a conversation they had before the date? But I was like, if he figured out she was an OnlyFans girl before the date, he wouldn't even gone on it. Probably.
Because here's what I think almost happened. I think she was like, oh, yeah, I'm doing OnlyFans. I did a scene.
And he's like, how much?
And yeah, he's like, how much do you make? And she either told him or she was like, well, how much do you make?
Mm. That does make way more sense.
Because this story just seems like too much in his favor.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in his favor. I'm like, what he said, I think he's the asshole for leaving.
Right. And that's what I'm saying, though. But all the details of her side of the story.
Yeah, to make it.
I showed up late because I was doing a scene by two guys that I'm going to tell you about. I was like, that sounds too much in his favor for him to have a reason to leave.
You're right.
So I'm like, I'm not saying that all of that didn't happen, but I was like, what did you do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you were innocent.
What did you do?
You're definitely innocent because you left. So I'm like, I know you're not the best guy.
Well, he left the date prematurely.
Nope.
Okay. Because that's.
Yeah, he did.
That look, that look.
She missed it again. She freaking missed it again.
Dude, no. Sometimes I be seeing like movie scenes in my head. So when he looked over, my eyes just wanted to zoom in on his face because he said,
"Bombastic side eye."
Okay, am I the asshole for bringing up my brother's premature birth at a Christmas dinner to get my parents?
I'm like, it is a joke.
No. Am I the asshole for bringing up my brother's premature birth at a Christmas dinner to get my parents to shut up?
Gosh.
Ow, I can't wait to hear this story.
Mm.
All right.
Facts, let's just get into
weird.
I'm a nurse practitioner, and I am the primary care provider for a lot of low-risk maternity cases at the practice where I work. I also work hand-in-hand with the doctors and midwives to create a healthy maternity, birth, and postpartum situation. My fiancé is completing her residency. We live together and have been for a few years now. We aren't in any hurry to get married. We originally had plans to do so a couple years ago, but then we got really busy for 2 years. It is driving my very religious parents crazy that their youngest son is living in sin. I don't really care. I'm an adult and I do what I want, and we're getting married in June anyway. So we are visiting my parents for Christmas. The way it came together this year is everyone is at my parents' house. So that's my folks, my three siblings, myself and fiance, and 7 grandchildren. So 17 people. Ooh. At dinner, my mom starts going on about how she is so glad that we're finally getting married and she won't be embarrassed at church anymore. And my dad says how proud he is of his 3 older kids who all either waited or got married right away after moving in together. My fiance was getting embarrassed and I was getting mad over the stupid argument we had so many times, and a family dinner was the last straw. I have asked them repeatedly to just accept the fact that they cannot control how I live my life. I refuse to stay with them when I visit, even if I come alone. Hotels are just easier. So I started talking about a premature baby I've been reading about. It was about 3 months premature and weighed about 1.6 pounds.
Wow.
It was super strong and healthy for being born so little in the NICU and had high hopes for the baby doing well. My mom and dad both got a deer in the headlights look on their faces. Too bad. Should not have fucked around with my fiance's feelings. So I asked my older brother. He was born almost 4 months premature. Is there any chance that we could check out the family album where we keep all the records of the family births and stuff? I already know my brother was over 9 pounds and almost 23 inches long when he was born. My grandmother told me all about it my first time my parents tried to shame me. The subject gets changed very fast. After supper, my parents told me that I should not try to embarrass them with private things that are not my concern. I told them that if I ever heard anything about my living arrangements ever again for the rest of my life, I would make sure to keep bringing up the fact that my mom was in her second trimester when they got married. My parents are mad at me for telling them how to behave in their own home, but my fiance is happy that they seem to be off the subject for good. Am I the asshole?
Oh no!
My favorite Tate's art.
What a crazy lie, though, to be like, we had our baby, what, 5 months in? Right? 4 months premature?
Yeah, something like that.
And to say your baby was 1 pound, you're making the story crazy. And then someone calls you and you're like,
yeah, 4 months premature.
Oh, it was 9 pounds. What are you talking about? It wasn't even close to 1 pound.
That's not a.
That's such a crazy
thing. Yeah. It's not a premature baby.
Wait, does everybody know and they just don't talk about it?
I don't think so.
Is it like, does the brother know?
I don't think so.
Oh,
and they're just like, that's weird.
No, that's good.
But he's like, yeah, the grandma told the son the first time that his parents shamed him about them not following the religious standards.
I can see it right now. Sit down, baby. Sit down, baby. Now listen, I know your parents are getting mad at you right now, but nobody knows. They had their kid when they wasn't married yet, so, you know.
She's like, I was tying her stomach down make it seem like she wasn't pregnant.
I told her, I'm the one that told her to wear hoodies every time.
Right, right, right.
She's wearing a hoodie in the wedding photo.
She's like
Ravenclaw.
Represent.
That's really how grandparents be, though.
The baby is the flower girl. The baby's the flower girl throwing flowers.
Just out of her
baby's
stomach.
Baby's flower girl assistant.
The hand.
Oh. I didn't see that image.
Like, it's coming out of her dress.
That's a nifty trick she has.
Yeah.
Thank you, flower girl assistant.
Assistant to the flower girl.
The real flower girl is like...
I hate it.
It was a boy, though.
Flower boy.
You're right. It was a boy, though.
Shout out Tyler, the creator.
I wonder if they can even see that on the camera of you doing that.
I can't.
That was him doing the flower girl stuff.
Right.
Flower baby.
Right.
Well, it's just like the people in Congress who have all these agendas against gay people, and then you're like, well, they like to sleep with men. And you're like, okay, what's this hypocritical thing? Like, you're so mad at this thing that you're doing. But it's worse. Your parents are like shaming you for something they did. That's even worse.
You know what's funny, though? Is like, for Congress, it'll be like, oh, well,
it's not because I believe it, it's because the people I'm representing believe it. But then it'll turn around. It's like, well, I believe that this, like, they voted me in, so yeah. I'm just doing what they believe right. me to do for them. It's like, no matter what you do, people in Congress are always going to yeah. have an argument.
It's the whole do as I say, not as I do method. You don't do this. I did it, and it's fine.
Yeah.
I can get away with it because I'm an adult now.
It would be okay if they had said that.
Right.
But no, they had to get the grandma to tell them what was up.
And if anything,
they were going to keep this as the grave. They were not going to tell nobody.
And anyway. Judge everybody else yep. as if they were the most perfect couple ever.
Do as I say.
They should have just literally been like, listen. This is how your mom got pregnant. And the... We weren't guaranteed to make it through marriage, okay? Like, we got married and we could have fallen apart. Like, you could have just tried to help them out with at least like, listen, this barely worked for us.
And he's like, Mom, I'm just trying to live with her before marriage. What are you talking about?
That's what we thought too.
That's exactly how it started.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Like, you could have said something like that, but you're like, ha, ha, oh, they're living together and my other kids did it. I'm so proud of my other kids. Ha, ha, ha. Like,
just bragging about it. Oh.
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 This is it. This is it.
You're my cousin, but you gotta die.
I'm sorry.
Well, I think the one thing that story taught us is maybe we shouldn't be sharing beds before marriage, like this next story. Not allowing
yes.
to sleep in the same bed.
Yes. Oh.
Am I the asshole for not allowing my parents to sleep in the same bed?
Not in my roof. Not under my roof.
Wait.
It's payback. Parents. I couldn't sleep with my girlfriend in the same bed. You can't either. Oh, no. It might be
spot
the story.
On.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to
no,
read. Just,
okay.
Am I the asshole for not allowing my parents to sleep in the same bed? I think you know where this is going.
I think so.
I think he guessed it.
But there's no definitive answer on who's in the wrong. Also, for simplicity's sake, I'll be saying parents, but it is my mother and stepfather. My mother and stepdad have been together since I was little. So I'm a 25-year-old woman with two older siblings, both male. When we were growing up, we were never allowed girlfriends or boyfriends to stay the night, which I felt was fair enough. When my boyfriends got to be about 16, however, their girlfriends were allowed to spend the night, but they had to sleep in the spare room.
Mm.
Again, fair. That makes sense to me. I've always been somewhat of a tomboy, so as you can imagine, teen boys didn't show very much interest in me romantically. So I didn't get my first boyfriend until I was already 18. My parents wouldn't allow me to spend the night at all, despite us both being 18. I wouldn't have minded if my brothers had been held to the same standard, but... it felt as if they were being favored over me. It isn't even because they disliked my boyfriend at the time. Everyone seemed to love him. That relationship didn't last more than 6 months, so I dropped it after a while. I got with my now fiance when I was 22, and we've been engaged for a year. We're getting married in only a few months. Still, just like every time before, my parents wouldn't allow him to spend the nights until a few months after we got engaged, after I brought it up to them. It wasn't a conflict, but they knew I was irritated and allowed him to start using the spare room. We moved in together not long after that, so it didn't really matter. Now, I may be the asshole. My mom asked me about wedding planning, the first time she even contacted me since the move, and I told her that I still had a lot to sort out, but I was getting through it, but she practically insisted on coming up to me and having a week of mother-daughter bonding time, where she could help me with wedding planning. My fiancé isn't a very social person and is happy to be the money bags behind my wedding decisions here. He just gives me his opinions, and I'm sure to include them when he does. My parents arrived, and we spent the first day going out to dinner. I'd like to point out that the two aren't married and are steadfast that they won't ever get married again. Both of them are divorced already. My stepdad twice, so as the night was slowing down, they asked me to be shown to their room. I directed my mother to one guest bedroom and my stepfather to another. We have a 3-bedroom with no kids yet, so we have the space. My mom said that there was plenty of room in one for them both and instructed my stepdad to come in with her. I explained, just like she told me, that it was my house and I didn't want them sharing a bed in my house. I basically repeated word for word what she would tell me when I would complain about my brothers getting better treatment than me when it came to their partner. I told her that actually, they were in the same position I was in because neither of them were married. She tried saying it was different because they have been together for almost 20 plus years. I told them that it didn't matter because this is my house and my decision is final. Just like how my mom would shut down any discussions about it back then. I was sure to mention how my brothers were allowed their partners and I wasn't, but she claimed that I was making it up. They stayed the night and left for home the next day, which I preferred because I was happy wedding planning on my own. I haven't heard from them since for it. My grandmother has called to tell me off for it, though, so I'm wondering if I'm in the wrong. Am I the asshole?
No.
She's very petty.
I feel like slightly.
Stickler for the rules.
Like, as a joke, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But then the follow through, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm serious. You can't.
Yeah.
What did you gain from being that petty?
Yeah. Right. Like, yeah, such what? A big hassle.
Yeah, you didn't change that.
That didn't change all your years either.
It didn't change anything.
It helped nothing.
It was just a funny, petty thing to do that you follow through on, and now they're mad at you.
You know what? I don't. What I find strange, though, when parents are like strict on their daughters compared to their sons, like that sense away. Like, I get it in a sense where they're like, oh my goodness, this is my little girl. I had to protect her. But at the same time, it's like, okay, but your little boy could literally, like, she could get pregnant once and then 9 months later, you know, maybe get pregnant again. But like, he could get like six girls pregnant in a weekend. Like, and y'all just like, no, he can have girls sleep over. It's Johnny okay. Sins over here, right. Like, like, why y'all always just be like, no, it's okay for him to do it. But then the girls, no, this is my little girl. Like, you still gonna have to worry about all six of them girls that he got pregnant. Like,
well, that's the thing. That's the double standard where a lot of places men don't have to deal with those responsibilities. They don't.
Yeah, but it's gonna be a headache to you sooner or later.
Yeah.
Not everybody got that Nick Cannon money, which he probably got $2 to his name at this point.
No, Wilding Out is still going. So. Yeah, he's making enough to support all nine of them.
I said to his name, the money goes straight past his bank account to theirs. He only got $2 in the bank.
He's
got to
have more than two because he's whining and dining the new girl.
That's true. That's true.
New Cannon.
New Cannon.
As candidates.
Oh.
Like, next baby.
Oh, no.
Candidates.
Oh.
That's good. That's good. I love that.
Oh, my goodness.
Edit. A lot of people are confused. At my mother's house, we're not allowed to ever sleep in the same bed, ever. Only months after we got engaged did my mother allow him to sleep in the spare room. Also, I said I don't mind the rules they have. It's their home, but it was a double standard for me. I had to wait until 25 to have my fiancé stay at my house when my brothers could have whoever they wanted from 16. We were engaged by the time they let him. I was no longer a child, and it's not like I've been holding on to resentment for years after it stopped, as some misguided people claim.
What was that thing?
Hey, to be honest, though, I'm kind of petty, too, so like, my dad is the type to dismiss stuff like that and just be like, no, I didn't do that when you were younger. I'd be like, nah, you ain't sleeping in the room. Like, I would do the same thing.
Right. I mean, especially if they're dismissive.
Right. I didn't do that when you was younger. Nah, you did.
Nah, you did.
I'll prove it to you.
This night alone will stand for all those
right.
years.
It was months ago. It ended. Also, my intention was never to make them sleep the whole week separately. It was intentionally a, now the power is in my hands. Do you see the error of your ways? If they did, we could have moved on and laughed about it, and they would have slept in the same bed. Because they didn't, and doubled down, and started getting aggressive with me, claiming that I was making things up, I stuck to it. I know I'm being asshole-y, but am I the asshole in the situation I'm in? Because I think that's what you brought up. You're like, if you said it as a joke,
yeah.
So in that situation with context, if it was your parents,
yeah.
And they were getting aggressive and upset at you, where you're like, no, you will sleep it. Yeah, you two aren't gonna sleep in the same bed tonight.
Not hanky panky between
None
you
and
married heathen.
You're not getting her pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny,
right?
I think the follow through. Even you take the mom stuff into the other room, like you can go that far. But then once you're like, you're waiting at night, and your mom like tried to sneak out, and you're like.
No, that would have been me.
That would have been me. Or it's your stepdad and you just have a shotgun. Yeah. You better get on back in that room now.
Don't touch that.
Stepdad's like, what the heck are you, a home monitor?
Or a taser.
Or I'd be even worse. I'd be petty enough to like have security cameras in the hallway or something. So be like, oh, so I know you didn't stay in your room last night. And they'd be in separate rooms in the morning. Be like, I got it on the camera.
Just
I'll show you on the camera.
No, Steph would have an intercom.
Get in your room.
Hey, back.
What do you think you're doing to my mother?
Get back to your room immediately, Mr. Charles.
Mr. Charles.
Just so you know, there's also cameras in your bedrooms, and I will post them on Facebook. They need to be separate.
Okay, I wouldn't do that. I would not do that.
We're live streaming
it's
it.
It's a threat. It's a threat.
No.
But I will delete the recording.
Yeah, no.
If I was threatening... Yeah, camera's not a joke. That's not a joke. I do have cameras. I'm recording everything. But I'm goofing about posting.
I'm goofing. The internet's forever.
Yeah.
And I will post them. But right. I'm goofing.
It's a goof.
See, I wouldn't halfway joke like that, though. Because then I feel like I'd have to back it up. So I'm like, hey, there's cameras in the hallway, so I'd know if you get up.
Yeah.
I would make sure they knew that. Well, if I wanted to. I would make sure they knew that. But I'm like, when it comes to cameras in the room, first off, I don't think that'd just be weird. But second off, like, I don't know.
It's my house. I'll do any room I have.
But yeah, no. I would 100% do that to my parents if they were like being petty like that, and then just like being like, "Oh no, we didn't do that when you were just like, I bet, cool, yeah, you didn't."
So there was a comment that mentioned, I deleted it because it was like really small, but there was a comment that mentioned where they're like, "Hey, like, why don't my parents like?" It was like, we make stupid rules as parents.
Yeah.
And then the parents, like, 20 years later, be like, why don't my kids talk to me anymore?
Right.
And I was going to ask about that, but I think we should move on to the next story that has to do with no contact.
Oh, I thought that was a good line to go along.
So this one is a little bit more serious.
No. Not safe for work.
It sounds really interesting. It sounds really interesting.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for telling my son I want no contact?
God.
You said this is or is not serious?
It's serious. Oh. Yeah.
Then this is fitting, right? Because the first episode that Steph was on was the son from hell.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that was...
Well, not
that?
The first episode, but was the Halloween episode.
I thought it was Steph's first episode. Was that
No,
one?
Remember we had him on for the crocosode.
Oh.
Crocosode.
The
crockening.
The crockening.
But I still think about that story.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Where are they now?
I don't know.
We need an update.
Hopefully still separated.
That's what I'm... I just think of him just like wandering around the earth.
Angry.
Like, you're just mad. Pictures of his mom beating the images. Oh.
Images. All right. It's not that dark. Okay, because that dark. Was. I probably should have clarified. It's not that
silence.
Bad.
We were in silence.
So basically, the story goes: there's this son I had, and he disappeared, and then he showed up again.
Bad. Real bad.
But this is from the perspective of dads. So, none of y'all are dads. But
and
tell
I don't
me what
know
you
who
think.
My dad is, so I have no reference for this.
No, Sam, don't start. Sam, please.
Sam, don't do it.
Who my dad?
Sam, stop. Sam, please.
Maddie.
I don't know.
Sam,
who's my...
Sam, please. Sam, relax.
Okay, I'm good.
Sam, chill.
Sam, I'm...
Sam.
Who's my father? Who is he?
Sam, please. Sam.
Who is he?
Sam, happy place. Happy place.
Okay, I'm happy.
Yeah, we're happy. We're
okay,
good.
Let's read the story.
Perspective, Dad.
Am I the asshole for telling my son I want no contact? Me, 45 male, and my ex-wife got together in our teenage years, got married at 21, and had our son at 22. After our son was born, we slowly started to drift away. When our son was about 11 or 12, I decided to pull the plug on my marriage. I don't know why, but my wife was very shocked. By that time, we'd already had a dead bedroom for about 4 years and hadn't had any deep discussions for about that same time. I was just done. I took about a week for me to move out, and all that time, my ex cried all the time, begging me to stay, but I stood my ground. My son was very angry at me and wouldn't talk to me at all. I understood why. In his eyes, I was hurting his mother. When I finally moved out, he didn't want to see me at all. I tried really hard, visited regularly to see him, but he always told me that he hates me and would run to his room. I was devastated. The divorce was finalized in about a year. Custody was in place for 50-50. We got my son in therapy, but it just didn't help. He hated my guts to the core. I never wanted to force him to go to my place. I could, but I didn't want to see him resent me even more. I still wanted to be there for him, went to his games, sent him birthday and Christmas gifts, but he shut me out completely. Last thing he told me is that he doesn't want me at his events anymore. I went to my ex's house a couple of times, but she always told me that he doesn't want to see me and that she wouldn't make him. At this point, I was completely cut off. I found myself in a dark road of depression and pain. It was like my son died, the lowest point of my life. But one day I woke up and was just done. I rebounded and have since moved on. I met my wife and we have two beautiful kids. Life was great again, until about a year ago when I got an email from my son. He apologized for everything, that he recently got a child and started reflecting and realized how horrible he was to me. He wanted to reconnect and be in my life again. There was so much more in the email, but I don't want to share that for privacy reasons. I didn't feel anything when I read this email. I didn't respond. Since then, he sent me about 15 emails detailing what is happening in his life and about his kid. I never responded, but I figured I at least owe him some kind of closure. I didn't send it yet, but it goes, "Dear son, I would appreciate it if you stopped sending me emails. I went through hell and back to be at this point in my life right now. I have a family again, and I'm very happy right now. I understand you have regrets and some guilt about the past, but I hold no resentment towards you, and I forgive you. Bringing you back in my life would introduce complications I'm not willing to face for my own good and that of my family. I simply cannot give you what you seek. I want no further contact. I hope you understand, and I wish you the best in your life. Goodbye, OP." I didn't send it yet and finally told my wife what is happening. She read all the emails and my draft and was horrified. She begged me not to send it and to open my heart to him. We argued and demand for a therapist came up. She even told my parents and my mom went nuclear. She started berating me like I was a little kid again. I don't know why she doesn't understand. She was with me all this time and saw what I went through. In the end, she told me if I did this to him, she will do the same to me. I was speechless. I don't even know what I seek here. I went through similar stories here and a lot of comments were not nice to people in my position. I don't know. Maybe I'm a prick and I need to hear it.
Yeah, I think you're the asshole.
I agree.
Because the difference between other familial relationships is you're the dad who brought this person into the world. They didn't ask for it. This was something that you did. You made this decision with your partner and this kid is here because of that. Which means no matter how they feel about you, they can hate you, they can do all that, you have to do everything you can to be in the relationship. So I don't even fault him for like, you know what, I give up. Like, I've been trying, I give up. But as soon as that son came back and said, "Hey, that's your responsibility. You need to get back in your son's life. He's extending the olive branch." You don't get to say, you can talk about like, "Hey, you hurt, this hurt me. This is the thing." But I still, in my opinion, you have the responsibility to mend the relationship, especially if he's finally giving you that chance to.
I completely agree. And I also think the perspective of this is a grown man who made the decision of like, okay, my son's not talking to me anymore. Let me not talk to him and just because it hurts too much. He was a teenager when his son made those decisions. Right. He's now an adult. He has a child and he's seen a different perspective where he's like, "I was such a dick to you.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I want a relationship." You said extending the olive branch. I think at that point, yeah, even if it does hurt, yeah, you should go through that trauma because you did bring this kid into the world and this kid does want a relationship with you now. And he has you have a grandchild now.
Yeah, you have a grandkid now.
Like, just because you have a perfect family now doesn't mean you get to forget about your old family, especially when they want something from you. Like, yeah, the kid realized that what he did was wrong and now he wants a relationship with you. Why wouldn't you go out and do that? And his wife is saying that he shouldn't do that. His mom is saying that he shouldn't do that.
Especially the wife. The wife is like a strong thing to me. Like, this person who's in your new quote-unquote family saying, "No. You need to get a relationship with your son. That's not mine. Like, I see the value in this. Don't do this." I'm like, yeah, everyone's saying you're the asshole. Maybe you should listen.
Listen?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... And then another thing, not what he said, but what I heard him say, it's very self-focused. Like, he's like, I got this perfect family now. I did all this. I'm going to forget about him. You're forgetting about a person that didn't even know how to process feelings. Like, of course he's going to hate you. He was, I don't know, how was he, like 6 when they got divorced? 11? 11? He was 11.
My mic on.
He was 11 years old, so it's like, I mean...
You're dumb.
Yeah.
You don't know anything.
You don't know any. All you know is pain.
Yeah.
Especially in that situation. And for him to be at that age, just like just because you don't feel anything doesn't mean you can't eventually feel something. Like, you're not even giving him the chance to be back in your life to decide, okay, this is not healthy for me. You're just like, I have this perfect thing built now. That's not going to be healthy for me. You don't even know that. Like, you got to give the boy the chance. Especially after what you did. Because it wasn't his decision. It was yours that made him that angry. But I don't know, too. Because at the same time, I'm not a dad. We'll never touch a divorce. And my parents... I'm lucky to be in a household where it's like... My parents are still together. So I don't know how the stress weighs on... Like, the people. When the household is split up like that. All I can do is come from the perspective of he was a child, yeah, and that sucks for the child. But now he's done enough growth to be able to reach out to the person that hurt him the most and probably be like, yo, like you know how strong you have to be just to do that? That's crazy. And the fact that you're not even acknowledging that in the email either.
Yeah, because I agree that age plays the biggest thing. This is different than if you're 25, your parents got divorced. If your son at 25 was like, I hate you, I'll never talk to you, I'm like, okay, that's a jerk. But you're 11 years old, yeah, you don't know how to process that. Of course I might make the wrong decision of how I process grief and all that stuff.
So there's a top comment.
So I was just like, I take it on.
He's like, man, that's facts.
Top comment. Wife is horrified at the idea that you could do this to your child. She's likely imagining you as suddenly capable of turning your back on the children you currently have with her. There is no way to put the cat back in the bag. OP, you do not get to continue on in your happy life without immediately addressing this in the many ways you've been advised. I'm sorry for everything you've gone through and what is to come, but I'm hopeful for a positive end.
That's facts.
I feel like...
That's so facts.
I feel like your happy, perfect life ended the moment that your son contacted you.
Yep.
Because there was no easy way out. There never was. So you try to, like, protect your bubble. Like, oh, I'm just going to email you and say, sorry, I don't ever want to talk to you. That doesn't mean it's going to work. Because even if you did... end up and saying, hey, I don't want to talk to you, but he kept coming around, kept emailing, he kept trying to get back to you. At the end of the day, either your wife or somebody's going to see him at your house, or you're going to see him at the house, you're going to be like, no, I don't want you around, take him to court. And then now your wife's wondering, why are you going to court? Like, there's no easy way out.
Did he show the emails to the wife?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He did after.
He showed her everything.
Because I'm like, what did he expect as a reaction to her? Like, I agree with you. Cut him off.
He did, because...
But is that what he expected his wife to say after he showed her
the emails? Yeah, because he said she saw me go through all this. She was there with
me.
No,
the mom did.
I thought it said...
The mom saw
him. The mom saw him go through all that.
When he was rebuilding his life.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And the mom was still like, I know, but that doesn't matter. But I'm like, once the wife said that, I'm like, because I think he went to the wife, he's like, see this kid I got, she wants to right. be in my life. And she's like, her face is like in horror.
She
like,
starts crying.
What is this?
And I've got to wonder, like, did the wife even know about the kid?
I'm curious about that, too.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, so, I got, you know, my previous marriage I told you about, I didn't tell you I had a son, and kicked me out of his life.
I feel like the wife knew. She just probably didn't know that he reached out.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's possible, yeah.
But yeah, I think we're gonna end it on
That story. We're going to end it on that?
Okay, well, we can read one more because I think there's two left and one of them might be depressing.
Never mind, just all the time. We can end it on.
Yeah, you're like, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I am hungry.
We can read those stories another time. So, thank you everybody for joining me for another episode of the Comfort Level Podcast. And Sam doesn't have a camera anymore. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. Sam, I probably won't. Here. I won't see you next week, probably, but I'll see you.
Bye. You'll see us. You'll see him
you.
Soon.
I'll see you in hearts and
bye.
Spirit.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.